Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Dr. Psych Mom Show. Today, we're going to be talking about the phenomenon that is so common where the wife stops giving the man oral sex later in the relationship. And this is an interesting topic because guys take this super personally and think that it has something to do with how much she loves him or she's attracted to him or something, and it really doesn't. So we will get into what it does mean in a bit. Before that, I will tell you to subscribe. Most recent subscriber episode was on women's career struggles in midlife. There are about 140 others, including oral sex on women, which would be relevant to the one today. Okay, so anywho, it's very, very common for women not to do, where do I even start? So there's multiple components of this. The first is, obviously, I've talked about women's drive decreasing in monogamy and with age. Specifically in the 40s, women start to feel perimenopause symptoms, and those include mood changes, your period gets different, your dryness, like you can experience dryness and need more lubricant, you don't get as wet, your sleep can get all fucked up, your energy level. So there's like a lot of things that can happen with perimenopause as your hormones change and specifically as estrogen drops more. This also leads to mental changes where you don't really want to do things the same way as you used to for other people because your caretaker hormones are leveling off. You're going into a different stage of life. And I had a podcast recently about the benefits of perimenopause and menopause for many women are that they find an identity outside of just caring for others. So first of all, there's the stuff on the women's side where her drive drops and after So there's so many different situations. So let's look first at the situation where the woman is sex positive, but he's just experienced less and less oral sex as they hit their 40s and beyond. This is two things. This is due to her drive going down. So overall, things just kind of don't seem as interesting. They don't seem as sexy. She's not in the mood as much to do anything, especially, you know, something that may kind of feel, you know, honestly, a little bit more disgusting than it used to, even for a sex-positive woman. Because remember, if you're not hungry, you could love food. But if you're not hungry, then food's going to seem disgusting, right? So there's that component. But then there's the component that her partner has aged also. And guys don't really I've actually never seen this mentioned, you know, in all the content on this and how to get your wife to do this, there's like a super obvious Occam's razor sort of thing going on. If she's having sex with you, she wants to be having sex with you, right? So most of the time, the woman is doing it because she has gotten into the mood, either spontaneous arousal from ovulation, et cetera, or because you've just been executing so much awesome Dr. Psych Mom romantic advice that she just can't help herself. But either she's having some sort of spontaneous arousal due to being somewhere in her cycle, or you just took her on a date night or whatever, or she experiences solely it or mostly response of desire, and so she's gotten into the mood. You guys have engaged in foreplay, you're kissing, you're touching, and then it comes time for the blowjob. And guess what she thinks? The most obvious thing. If we do this, he's not going to be able to have sex because you're not as young as you used to be. So first of all, the blowjob takes longer than it used to when she was in her 30s and 20s because you were also in your 30s and 20s and you came quicker. You were more responsive. Everything changes, you know? And so it takes longer. You honestly can't perform again if she finishes. So used to be that, you know, you could get hard again. And if you were very excited, and for most men as they age, they don't. And or they get kind of like semi-hard, which they're trying to pretend is hard, but it isn't as hard as, you know, as hard. So if she is in the mood to have sex, then giving you a blowjob to completion don't do anything helpful. And so maybe she will give you a little bit of a blowjob, but the completion part means the whole thing's completed. And then she's not satisfied. And before you say that you're like a sex god of cunnilingus, which like every man thinks that they are, and some men may be, but the others should listen to my oral sex podcast. As I say in my oral sex podcast, a lot of women don't like it. It doesn't matter how good you are. They just don't like it. It doesn't feel as close. It doesn't feel as sexy. It just doesn't feel the same, you know? And it certainly doesn't seem like feel like penetration. And sure, you could bring out your old sex toy box. But again, most women do not find that idea very arousing. They find the idea arousing of sex. Like sex is arousing after foreplay, after whatever. Sex, that's what they like. So with a blowjob to completion, you're not going to have sex. And or you're not going to have the kind of sex that she would like to have, even if you can get kind of hard again. And now if you're a young guy and you can come again right away, then, you know, you don't usually have this problem unless you're with a lower libido woman. Because if she wants to have sex and she knows if she goes down on you within a few minutes, you're good to go again, then you usually don't have this problem. And she'll usually do it in a very, you know, happy, sexy 20-something marriage. This doesn't really happen, or really relationship, because a lot of people are only in relationships at that point, not married. All right, so that's one situation, and that's what most women will say to me privately, you know? And so then you could say, well, then why doesn't she just take one for the team? And it's like, okay, she could take one for the team, but remember, her getting excited feels like rare anyway, the older she gets. So if it used to be like every other day, now you're doing it like maybe twice a week, once a week, maybe you skip a week, period week, whatever. So her getting aroused and really getting in the mood feels like something she ought to take advantage of, full advantage, which to most women means intercourse. You know, even if they don't get off from intercourse. Even if you have to manually stimulate them before or get the vibrator, as many women prefer, which I say don't get addicted to the vibrator, but many women do it anyway, or oral sex, right? But the thing is, the oral sex on women, the guy goes down on her, she has an orgasm, and then what happens? Intercourse. That's like literally what always happens pretty much, you know? And that's what I'm saying can't happen in the inverse. So while, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, certainly it's not really the same, because the reality is she can come from oral sex and then she could have intercourse, you know, and many women, especially, you know, younger women can just come again, right? He can't, especially as he gets older. So that's the difference. So also, as I said, many women are sex negative, and the most thing that you're sex negative about is something that's literally in your face. The more that they have to engage with semen or with a penis, real sex negative women, as you may know if you're listening to this and you're in this situation, don't even touch the penis during sex. So the idea of putting it in their mouth while during the honeymoon stage, that was like, you know, they were drunk on hormones, you know, and everything seemed sexy and cool and awesome. You know, that goes away. That drunken feeling goes away, and then they are left with a penis that they were taught always as kind of gross, and then they start to feel it again. And then when this combines with their waning hormones in a sex-negative woman, then you're never going to get a blowjob pretty much, because you're barely having sex at all, and she finds it, like, totally gross. So what would we want to do about this? Well, first of all, one good solution is that the blowjob to completion, you got to at least empathize with that she is certainly, you know, 100% taking one for the team there. And also, like, maybe you could not have the blowjob to completion. Maybe you could have a little bit of a blowjob, and then you could have sex. And that's kind of a good compromise that a lot of couples come to, you know, and that seems to make most people sort of happy, right? Instead of, you know, maybe the guy be fully happy. But here's the thing, you're not going to be fully happy when she decides that this sucks, no pun intended, and that, you know, she's just doing it for you, and then she gets excited, and then nothing happens, good for her, if she's somebody who doesn't like oral or manual stimulation after that. Also, remember, some guys are selfish, and they won't do anything afterwards. So that is a real thing. So a lot of the preoccupied attachment guys who are listening are not this person, but many, many other guys will not go down on her after they have already come. They're done. You know, these are the guys that give, you know, sex and foreplay a bad name. These are the guys that don't like to cuddle, that don't like foreplay, that just want to get their rocks off. And there are those guys. So if a woman is coupled with one of those guys, she goes down on him and he's done. He just goes to sleep. It's over. And that there's no equivalent for her. So there's many, many more situations in the world where the guy gets off and goes to sleep and the woman doesn't than the inverse. They're where the woman gets off and goes to sleep and he doesn't. Of course, there are those situations, and there are guys who are very generous lovers and all sorts of things, right? But the majority of the time, the encounter is thought to be finished when the guy has an orgasm, you know, and whether she does or not is kind of bonus. And for some guys, they'll make sure that she always does first, but then they do too. So there's many, many more women that don't have an orgasm in an encounter than men. And this is the orgasm gap. And this is women's fault as well as men's fault, right? I mean, you know, you picked him, you stayed with this guy, and, you know, he's a selfish bastard. And you didn't teach him anything about your body because you felt too awkward and shy and low self-esteem. I'm not saying it's like your fault, like you're bad or something. I'm just saying that's how it happens, right? So two people get into a dynamic and the woman is basically never satisfied and never knows how to talk about it and always feels bad. And he don't give a shit. So, I mean, that is more common because, as I've discussed so many times, there's more avoidant attachment men, and those men don't generally like foreplay, cuddling, et cetera, et cetera. They mostly like sex. I have a podcast about that. High sex drive is not the same as a physical touch love language. So, you know, so again, one compromise would be that, would be some oral sometimes before intercourse. The other one would be thinking of it kind of as something that we do for each other sometimes, is that one of us gives the other one an orgasm that's unreciprocated. But remember, you would have to do this too. Some women aren't even comfortable with that and have never had that happen. But, you know, a lot of these guys are like, oh, I give them a massage and she's like ready to go to sleep. And so she just falls asleep. And I wish that the massage would turn her on and would be something that she likes sexually, right? Because I always tell men to give a massage as part of foreplay. That's useful for especially women who are more sensual, erotic blueprint. And you can refer to my erotic blueprint podcast on that. And it also relaxes women, and women need to be relaxed to have sex. Men don't, etc. But what happens is that a lot of these women are getting turned on by the massage, but they know that he won't just give them a happy ending massage, you know, which they would really like. And then they would feel like they had kind of a, you know, sexy thing happen, and like the guy's really giving and loving and generous. And then maybe they'd want to give him a blowjob to completion the next day or that week, you know. But many, many guys turn this into only something where they get off too, you know. And so this may be like mind-blowing to you to think about if you are in one of these more traditional dynamics where the guy getting off all the time is something that has to happen. And I talk about this actually in a podcast about, does the guy need to have an orgasm every time? Many guys, as they get older, don't have an orgasm every time because they save up, basically, and then they are more excited the next time. As you get older, you need a little help with excitement. Everybody does, you know? And so anywho, so if they gave the woman the massage and then they gave her unilaterally an orgasm, right? When she's all excited and that's easy for her, then she might want to have intercourse afterwards, or she might want to go to sleep. But if she did have an orgasm and go to sleep and that was part of your repertoire, then that would be part of your repertoire likely on both sides. She would be more willing to give you a blowjob where she didn't get anything from it because you're the kind of guy who does that too. So if you ever think, why is it not happening that she gives me a blowjob to completion just out of the blue, just like the women do in porn, have you ever given her an orgasm and not expected to get off? Maybe not, because that's not as common as the inverse, as I'm saying. So a lot of stuff to think about and to discuss, and this would be a great one if you are in a marriage where you discuss sex and you're not in a marriage where you are oversending my stuff to your spouse to the point that they say stop. You know, you could potentially discuss this podcast or just the topics from this podcast. What do you feel about, you know, oral sex? Like, why is it that it's gone off, that it's, you know, stopped in your mind? Why don't you really go down on me anymore? If you express curiosity, then it's going to go a lot better than just sulking and making passive aggressive jokes and stuff, you know? And a lot of women are really scared to say something like, well, it takes like, you know, about 7 times longer than it used to. And afterwards, we don't have sex. And that's the only part I look forward to. And also, when you try to get me off manually after you're done with a blowjob, you're like really shit at it because you're half asleep and actually you're not good at that anyway. And I've never tried to make you good at that because I figured that we could just have intercourse. Now, of course, remember that 75% of women do not get off during intercourse alone. But the way that a lot of couples make up for this is whatever their routine is. You know, like whether it's a different position that also stimulates the clitoris, and or it's using the vibrator, or it's him going down on her and then they have sex. Either way, the point is that if a man wants a blowjob to completion, he has to think about all of these factors to understand what's going into it, because also, as you get older, many men don't perform as well the next day. So it's not even like that's going to turn her on, and it does turn women on, some women, to give a blowjob, and then, though, you're going to be ready in the morning. A lot of guys are not anymore, and they think they are, and then their wives say to me individually, well, you know, it's not as hard as it used to be. It's not as, you know, he needs a couple days. If you do not think, there's the Netflix show Easy has a scene like this, and you should watch the trajectory of this couple who ends up in an open marriage. So there's these various little stories on that show. I only really followed a couple of them, and then I stopped. But for season 1, 2, and 3, episode 1 of each of those seasons follows this couple. And she says exactly that in the first session as she's talking to a friend or something. It's basically, it's not as hard as it used to be, meaning his penis, and therefore sex is not as enjoyable. And this is something that women talk about, like to a therapist, not to anybody else really, and it impacts things. So, you know, and the larger takeaway from this is, nothing is as complex, everything is more complex than just one person is lazy and doesn't give a shit. Like, that just is like a reductive, simplistic sort of narrative that only serves to make the marriage feel worse and to pit people against one another. And that is not what you need in your marriage. So having more, you know, deeper, wider discussions about any topic, including oral sex in your marriage, is necessary if you really want to empathize with each other's perspective and come to any solutions. Because here, we just had a couple of solutions. She could do it halfway, right? More of the time, if she didn't think that then you were going to push for all the way, because maybe you wouldn't push for her to do it all the way, if you realized how all the way, you know, kind of ruins it for her, in a sense, if she wants to engage in sex. If she does too many things, and the book Wanting Sex Again, by the way, by Laurie Watson, talks about this. If she engages in sex too many times without having an orgasm or sexual activity, she's going to be turned off of it because it's literal behavior training. So if she's like giving you blowjobs and like not getting off, and that's like what sex has become, she's not going to get turned on anymore by it. She's going to find it to be a chore, and she's going to find it to be kind of gross over time, because you're basically it's like punishment, you know? Like, she gets excited, you come, there's nothing that happens for her, nothing good anyway. And this would also be a very good opener to talk about your oral sex and manual stimulation skills, and if you could improve at those, right? And, you know, so maybe she's then not going to want to as much. So you'll win the battle of getting the blowjob today, but you'll lose the war where she kind of doesn't really want to have sex much, you know, or even as much as she did, even if that's not very much. All right. Well, I hope you guys found this interesting. And I know you did, because oral sex is always an asked for topic in the domain of sex and couples counseling. And please do subscribe. And I will talk to all you guys soon. Bye-bye.